Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Jason, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. I really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, I am Nisa Barrow, and I am a real estate agent here in Edmonton and the surrounding area. I guess I can start with, I am a mother of two, and I believe in leading with kindness and leading with love, and that human connection can save the world.
There we go. That's a lot to digest.
I know.
All right. Big thumbs up there. I'm going to go really boring and really selfish for my first question.
Okay.
I love real estate.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
In Edmonton in particular, though, like, I'm from Fort McMurray, so you know what the house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
In Edmonton, you might not know what these buildings look like inside.
Yeah.
What's the coolest building you've got to go inside, and you're just I have no idea.
I don't get to go into too many buildings, well, downtown specifically.
Yeah.
But when I used to work for SS Decking, we used to look at, like, floor plans and stuff. So I used to work for a railing company, so we would see floor plans and stuff. I haven't been in it yet, but the Pearl Tower is probably like the coolest building I've seen.
Okay.
But there are so many.
I know.
Honestly, like, if we're not talking houses specifically, the legislature grounds is really cool. I haven't been able to see the new like reno they did. They did a whole bunch of like upgrades and stuff, so I haven't been able to see that. But I'd love to.
I got a tour of the legislative, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I even got to go into, I can't say, I got to go into places I wasn't allowed to go in. Mm. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that building is something else.
Yeah, have you seen the new grounds yet? Yeah, I need to see it. I need to go. Yeah. The kids would love it, I think.
Yeah, it's really nice. So how old are your kids?
My oldest is 5 and my youngest is 3.
Oh, wow.
You're so boy,
busy.
Then girl. Yeah. And then they both go to school right away, and then they both also start activities. So I'm like, my life's about to be over.
Yeah. What activities do you have them in?
My son's going to be going into hockey, and then my daughter's going into ballet.
Okay. Yes.
So, but they're little, so it's not so crazy yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
So is this their first, like, active kind of sports that you're putting in them that they have to go, or have they been doing other things?
So for her, yes, it's her first. Yeah. But for him, he did soccer this past summer. So that was his first, but he did not care for that.
No.
No, he played in the dirt and climbed fences. So I hope that's not foreshadowing, but so fun.
My kid for soccer wasn't his thing.
Yeah.
Like we tried him out on a whole bunch of different sports.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's family is from Ireland. Like, they are from Ireland. They immigrated to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And my family immigrated from South America. So soccer on both sides is, you gotta play.
Yep.
This kid is dancing in goal, picking flowers. Mm-hmm. You're just like, dude, no. He's just like, hey.
Sounds familiar.
Like, you're just like, soccer is not working for him. So.
No, it's true. And he kept coming back to like where we were all sitting. And well, actually, not me. I was an assistant coach for it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that helped, to be honest. It might have made it worse. But my husband was like bribing him with Timbits at one point. I was like, he was out on the field a lot. Yeah. And he's like, I was giving him Timbits. And I was like, makes sense.
Yeah. I can't coach. I can't coach my son because I'm an 80s coach.
I can't coach either.
No.
I shouldn't have even have done it. I was like, they need volunteers. Sure, why not? Can't be that bad. It was fine. It was. It was good. The kids were cute. But I'm like, it's a lot. My two are a lot. So having like a whole little team of them, although very adorable, it's a lot. It's overstimulating. Yeah. You know, what can you do?
My thing is not the overstimulation. Some of your kids are sitting on the bench. I would like to win. And so, like, you can see, and I would just be that kind of coach, which is not a good type of coach for that age range.
Yeah.
So, my kid's 10 now, turning 11 pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
As he gets older, I think I'll get more into, like, hanging out and coaching.
Yep.
But as of this formative years, people who are a little bit softer.
Yeah, maybe.
Do it versus me.
Maybe.
That's my thought process. But
all the kids are out there. All the kids are out on the field at the 4-year-old, 5-year-old mark. So. Yeah.
So with all this driving around, where do you find the energy? Like, how are you so put together? And we've met before, obviously.
Yeah, we have.
Like, you run business.
Yeah.
And so how?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Patience?
What's your magic recipe to make this all work?
Honestly, I actually think it's running. I started running this year, and it is my outlet. Like, I literally run from my problems, I guess, or run them off. I don't know. Yeah, so that I would say is probably, I would say that would be the biggest thing. It's what keeps my head and like my mind clear. And I don't know, runner's high is pretty cool. So there's that too.
So indoor, outdoor, trail, street, what kind of running are you doing?
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah, started on the treadmill
back
in December.
Okay.
And then I just like slowly progressed from there. I was training for my first 10K at the end of May.
Okay.
And so I did that. And just before that, I started going outside. And now I'm like really into the trails. So I'm all in the River Valley. Mostly just the River Valley, sometimes around my house.
Okay.
But outside is my favorite. So it'll be sad when winter comes. But
yeah. Okay, so outside versus treadmill.
Yes,
are you wearing different shoes for the two, or are you like, I just got a good pair of running shoes?
No, so I do have like trail running shoes, but on our trails, I don't really use them. Oh. I did do some running when we went camping in the Mount Robson, and I did use my trail runners for that because we were like literally in the mountain running, but... Yeah. Other than that, I use just regular road running shoes. Okay.
So you're running, like, you're taking running shoes on vacation to keep up with.
Yes.
This is great. No. I used to run all of the time.
Yeah.
For decades, I ran probably 50 kilometers a week. I just love
running. Yeah, that's pretty much
running.
Me. Yeah.
For no reason.
Yep, just for fun.
Yeah.
I know, people are like, you're running for fun. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the life that I've created.
Yeah. To the point, like, I can't. If I want to be mobile, I can't run like that anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm swimming now,
which is
awesome.
Yeah.
But running is fun. So I'm going to get back into that topic. What kind of shoes are you running with?
Yeah. So right now I really like my ASICS Nova Blast 5s.
Yeah.
They are in my car.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
Along with my water pack, which is pretty much always in my car, minus when I take it in to clean it.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are what I like the most. I have the A6 ones.
That's
yeah.
my favorite.
I've tried
brand.
Some other ones too, but that one just feels, I don't know, more comfortable, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Second place, because we can't give A6 all of the shine.
Sorry.
Although they were my biggest shoe for decades.
Yeah.
The last few shoes I tried out were Brooks.
I've heard good things. My husband uses Brooks, actually.
Yeah, I was shocked because Brooks to me were the Zellers brand when I was a kid, you'd go to Brooks and they were not the best shoes, but they did the job. So then I was in the running room down here and the guy was just like, you should try out Brooks based on like my running style. I got nothing but positive things to say about them.
Yeah, that's good.
Brooks.
They've leveled up.
Yeah, they really
leveled
have.
Leveled up. Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah.
So, real estate.
Yes, back to real estate.
Back to real estate. Where is a community in the city that you just think is like, this is my spot? If somebody says I want to come to Edmonton and I'm just like, this is the area for me.
Okay, so for me specifically, I love Cameron Heights area.
Okay.
Mostly because it just kind of feels like its own little spot. There's got some good places there, good cafes. But also I feel you can run, back to running.
Yeah.
From there, it's pretty easy to run like through, there's a bridge under the Henday, then it leads to like Terwilliger Park.
Yeah.
But I just like it because it's right off like the river, right off the Henday, but it still feels like it's its own little space, like a small town almost, but not, I guess.
Right.
I don't live there myself, but one day maybe.
Yeah, that's the area you like to
play. I like it there, but in terms of, maybe more for like family friendly neighborhoods. I don't know. I really like Cumberland area, which is a bit more like northwest. They have a lot of schools over there. And then I also like southeast area, personally. Everybody loves southwest, but
so what's
I don't
southeast?
Know.
Like
southeast is like Laurel, Astor, Wild Rose, the Meadows is kind of like all in that area.
Yeah.
So I personally like that just a bit more, but a lot of people kind of tend to go towards like Windermere area.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's lots there. Makes sense. But,
Windermere, Terwilliger.
But it's also higher priced.
Yeah, so. It's impossible to get in and out of that spot. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's so tough. Like, I love it. I love that area. Spend a lot
of time. It's great. I spend a lot of time there too. I live in not that neighborhood, but very close by.
Yeah. So. They're doing construction on the Henday to get in better. The construction from Ellerslie to that area. So they're putting in the work.
But they're helping.
It's tough to get into
that
area.
It is. And all the construction doesn't help. I have a friend that is about to be, well, not about to be, they are building in Chappelle, which is like more south from there.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Like you can only get in from like 41st Avenue or that one, God, I can never remember what it is. But there's only one other street and you can only get in those areas. So I'm like, how? Like peak hours are probably awful.
Yeah.
I've never been during peak hours. Oh, I don't plan to go during peak hours.
Yeah. We got family that lives in that area.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jesus.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of nuts. Like, I went to school here in Edmonton, and I went to a wedding. This is like 20 years ago in Ellerslie when it was just the rugby area.
Yeah.
And to think of like the expansion.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
But listen, unfortunately, that man has just...
He's wrapping it up.
We are done, but that being said, before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have to light the camera to lights. Have fun.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nisa Barrow. I'm a real estate agent in Edmonton and surrounding area, as I mentioned. You can follow me on Instagram. It is at Nisa Barrow, NISSABARROW, and I hope to see the follow.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we go. Good job.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.